I've never read a book. I just had my tires slashed. I have this massive bottle of lube. I beat off twice a day.
This girl messages me. She says, hey, my mom really wants to fuck you.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
Where do I begin? Oh, holy fuck.
Wow, I've been laughing this whole episode. What up, you little cock rings? Welcome back to the podcast. Look, it's just me and the big cock today. Me and Abby, we're having a catch up. We just thought it was time for a little vibe, but
Ari's fucking...
Ari hasn't been on in forever.
Yeah, we got to get him back.
Ari hates us. We need more sponsors so we can afford them. Well, we want to hear who you want to get on the podcast. We want to know who you want on, who you want us to talk with, who you want us to roast, whatever. So if you could DM us, DM the page, or leave a comment or some shit of whoever you want on, it would be awesome because we're starting to crank things up here. Fun updates for us as we're moving out of the studio. We're going to build our own, make it look sick. We got merch on the way, but not like boring. Like
we're leveling the fuck up.
We got a new banner on YouTube.
Yeah.
Do you see that? I paid some dude on Fiverr to make one.
Oh, sick. Dude, it's funny. I was actually going to work on it because I saw one comment. I'm like, fuck, that person's right. We should get a new banner.
Yeah, I literally paid some guy on Fiverr, like $5.
Really?
It's done, yeah.
It's dude.
Sick. But yeah, we got merch coming. We're going to make it. It's not like boring, like tap-in merch. We got some crazy ideas, so hopefully you guys enjoy it. If there is anything you want to see on merch as well, let us know. It's our thing. We're doing it together. It's not just us. You're here with us. And also, massive shout out. I didn't realize people in the UK listen to this.
Hell yeah. Hello. Not anymore, dude. Not anymore.
No, I had a DM from one of my friends who was on the production team of To What To Handle, and she was at a party just drunk, and they were asking, they sent me a voice note, and I didn't realize there's people over there, so thank you so much. Wherever the fuck you are listening to this, we appreciate you. We fucking love you.
Dude, well, you might be at 10 million views by the time this comes out.
Yeah?
We're almost there.
We're cranking, and it's all because of you guys. So we just want to do a little bit of appreciation. We're gonna have a catch up. We're gonna fuck around. But I recently went and saw that Dune movie. By the way, not sponsored, but they should be. Nice. It was sick, and I didn't realize that there's a book series for it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a book. Yeah.
I don't know how people have time to read books.
Yeah, I haven't read a fiction book in the longest time.
I've never read a book.
I know. What was it? Oh, yeah, USSR, dude. You got roasted so hard.
Yeah, bro. How the fuck am I meant to know what a USSR is? Like, I'm from Australia. I don't even know where fucking Indonesia is.
You're like the smartest guy I know and the dumbest guy
I know. I'm so dumb. Like, real life shit?
Yeah.
No idea. Business stuff? Got it.
Yeah, business, like you're smart, like on, dialed in.
Knowing where fucking countries are.
Yeah.
No idea. I have no idea where fucking Turkey is.
Yeah.
All I know is Russia's up the top and Antarctica's down the bottom. And there's no penguins and polar bears on the top one. Yeah.
No, there's polar bears on the top.
Nah, no way.
Yeah, there is.
No.
Yeah, polar bears on the top, penguins on the bottom.
No. Polar bears eat the penguins, so they're on the bottom. And there's seals down there as well.
There's for sure polar bears in the North Pole.
No.
So they're called polar bears because they're on the poles.
You've got a point.
I just realized that right now.
Wow. You know, you can do trips to Antarctica? Like, it's an actual thing from Australia. Yeah. They take a big boat.
Really?
Yeah. I would be kind of like worried. It'd be cold.
I should do that. I want to go to Argentina, which is right by Antarctica. I slept with a girl like 4 years ago, Argentina. And it was so good that I just want to fly to Argentina and do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Argentina girl's got it going on?
She had it going on.
Damn. The first time I went to Cancun, I was shit-faced. I think it was like 19 or 20. And it was like boys' trip. We all went from, like all my boys from university, we went. And I remember I hooked up with this girl. And I was like, first thing I said to her when I was shit-faced, I was like, the guys have massive cocks where you're from. And she's like, yeah, they do. And I was like, shit. You're going to be so disappointed. And then like halfway through when we were having sex, it was on this beach. It was kind of nice. It was like turtles laying eggs. She's like, guys have nice cocks where you're from too. I was like, this is a weird compliment, but thank you.
Like, hell yeah, dude.
But I just had my tires slashed.
Oh, I saw that on your story.
It was one of my close friends.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want anyone to be like, oh, I got him. He's upset about it. Because I'm not. Fuck you.
Well, they're probably listening to the podcast right now.
Yeah, you fucking weirdos. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go get some food one day. And we walked downstairs. And this Uber driver was like, hey, all your tires are flat. And I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, oh, I better go pump them up. I started driving on my rims.
Oh, shit. Is there cameras in your building?
Everywhere, right? So, like, I pumped it up, and then I saw that there was, like, a slash in it. I was like, oh, shit, I had my tires slashed. It must have happened out the front in the building. So I drove it back, and I was, like, kind of, like, annoyed. I'm like, hey, guys, like, someone just fucking sliced my tires while I was sitting here.
Was it Addison Rae?
You never know. Yeah, I don't know. So I asked the guys, I was like, hey, can you guys check the footage? And they just took my car. They're like, oh, we're going to go fix it. Like, the people in my building, they're like, oh, we're going to go fix it. And I haven't seen my car for like 4 days. And I got a notification from like my Mercedes-Benz that the battery life is critical. And they're like, car's about to die. I'm like, yo, what is going on? Where is my car? There was one time I went down in the morning to like let one of my boys in to go like come train. My car was out the front just like chilling. And I was like, yo, I didn't call this shit up. What are you doing? I don't know what's going on. So
weird.
The people in my building, you have 24 hours to fix my fucking car or we're going to tell everyone to leave you terrible reviews.
That's crazy. It's
weird. I don't know if someone hates me or what's going on, but it was kind of like fun.
Huh.
I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. We should get to the bottom of this.
Well, it's weird because I've never had anything ever happen in my cars. Well, my car, like anything ever. But then this one car that I've had, it's been keyed. It's had the tires slashed. I backed it into a tree.
Dude, that YouTube banner you made sucks.
It stinks. It's horrible.
You know what you did wrong?
What did I do wrong?
You didn't use Canva.
Oh, and it's crazy because we use it for everything else.
Yeah, we use it for thumbnails. We use it for everything. It's awesome. I use it for my Instagram stories, all that stuff.
Yeah, and if you're not sure what Canva is, it's essentially it just helps you to graphic design, and it makes it easier than, it's a lot easier than learning new skill like Photoshop and stuff like that. So if you're a little bit, if you don't really have the time, you don't really care about Photoshop, or you don't want to pay someone else, you don't want to fork out hundreds of dollars.
It's a creative platform. It's got dope fonts, good dope photos, all everything that. It's just everything you need. It's smarter than you are. You can figure it out, no problem.
Yeah, it's not like Photoshop. Yeah, all this shit. It's really easy. We use it for a lot of our stuff over here.
Yeah, and you don't want to spend money on paying people, all that kind of stuff.
You don't
right?
need to do that. So if you do want to check out Canva. Design like a pro with Canva Pro right now. You can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/tapin to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/tapin. canva.me/tapin.
Hell yeah. You know, people are so concerned with their like physical health and like looking good and lifting out, but they completely neglect their mental health. Like,
yeah,
totally. And I think it's super important.
And that's why we're here with our sponsor, Talkspace.
Hell yeah, we're here with Talkspace.
Look, if you're feeling a little bit flat, if you're not feeling fantastic, if you're not feeling how you should, I suggest the best thing you can do is to talk to someone. Yeah. Maybe you don't want to talk to your friends about shit that's going on.
It's good to talk to professional.
Professional.
Yeah.
People who are smarter than us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sometimes your friends aren't going to give you the best advice.
And also sometimes you don't want to talk to your friends about shit.
Also, people make talking to a therapist into such a big thing. It's just maintenance, you know? It's like going to a physical therapist or a personal trainer or something. Exactly.
You need these bodily functions. You need to talk. You need to get it out. If you sit at home and bottle your thoughts, your emotions up, you're going to explode.
That's why Talkspace is cool too, because it's like you don't have to like go to an office and like sit in an awkward waiting room. You can do it in the comfort and the privacy of your own room on your computer, laptop, or whatever.
They have a private room. Like, I think they're saying their number one priority is safety and security. So it's just you, your therapist. You can talk to them 24/7, talk to them about anything you want. If you're facing any obstacles in your life, if you're in a bit of a rut,
anxiety, depression, self-doubt,
anything that's going on, I think it's best to get it out of your head, get it off your shoulders, and talk to someone.
I've personally done a lot of therapy in my life, and it's helped out a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to therapy when I was a lot younger, which was necessary. It really did help to talk to someone and have a safe space. I guess I probably need it now.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. How do they get it?
So join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code TAPIN at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code TAPIN. Check it out. If you're feeling flat, it's a one-stop shop. Shoot a message. The worst thing that can happen is you get your thoughts and feelings out and you feel a little bit better. So I have this massive bottle of lube in my bathroom.
That's a tap-in transition.
No, it's like a gallon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And because, look, I beat off twice a day. And I have it in my bathroom because I have to always be ready. So I have it in my bathroom, and we've been getting our place like interior decorated and like nice and sexy. I just wanted to say this, but the lady doing deciding my thing thought it was soap, but it's like a big bottle. And it literally says lube on it.
Wait, did somebody just clean your whole apartment with lube?
No. She went to the bathroom, started washing her hands, covered her hands in this lube, and she was like, why the fuck my hands keep slipping? And she went outside to like talk to the other lady. She's like, what the fuck? Like, why are my hands like all oily and like lubed up? She's like, oh, you've used Harry's lube, because she was like, fuck it. She couldn't figure out how, like, what was going on. I just had to tell you that. I was a great story. So Abby's been talking to this lady.
A couple weeks ago, we'll keep the time frame fluid.
Yeah.
So a girl messages me, and her first message is, this is a classic. I don't even know if she said she just found me on Explore Pay. I don't know. This girl messages me. She says, hey, my mom really wants to fuck you. And then she sent me photos of her and her mom together. And I'm like, this is interesting. And I was at dinner with my friend about a week ago, and he was telling me about how he does all this like weird role play with chicks. And he said that like most girls, turns out this is a very popular thing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go too graphic on this,
Go graphic.
Basically, I said something along the lines of like, your mom's a babe. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to be your new stepdaddy? And then she said, is it weird that I think my stepdaddy's cute? And then we just got into some insane role play.
This conversation, can we read?
We can read snippets of the conversation.
Because Abby was like, and mind you, again, not trying to kink shame. This is just interesting conversation with possibly a catfish, probably 80% a catfish.
Oh, this is probably
It's probably
mom.
Ari, to be honest. That's it's why probably he's not here. Ari. He's in another room with his fake accounts. Just read some of it.
Okay. She said, are you going to be my cuddle buddy? I said, yeah, you can sleep in daddy's bed. And then this is where it got crazy, is she goes, if you're listening, sorry, it's just entertaining. So she goes, my mom was telling me all the things she wanted to do to you. I'm like, who's having these conversations?
Yeah, at the dinner table? I was like, do you like your eggs with the side of Abby's cock?
Again, not kink shaming.
No, it's just interesting. It's a world none of us know too much about.
And so I'm just like, you know what? Let's just see where this conversation goes.
Let's go down the rabbit hole.
She said she wanted a deep throat. She wanted to deep throat my dick.
The mom,
yeah. And then she was like, she said you could do whatever you want to her, choke her, spit her, slap her.
She's saying this about her mother, the lady of birth there.
I guess her mother said this to her. Why she's making this up.
Why don't you just have like a group text? Like, why is there not like a group chat where it's like, mommy and daddy, read it all, please. Just.
So I said, this is where I was like, let's indulge this a little bit. I said, she can watch while I do those things to you. And then she goes, damn, you're bad. You want her to watch you fuck me, fuck the shit out of me? And I said, yeah, I want her to coach you and tell you how to fuck me, all right? She said, you're so wild. She's gonna make sure I suck you, right? And I said, yeah, she can show you how to do it first. She said, well, at least she'll help me. She'll probably make me try to fit it all in my mouth. And I said, that's because she's a good mom.
Oh my God.
I've done such a good job at like of just not publicly saying wild shit, but you know what?
It's interesting. It's not like we're trying to say there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, and Abby's open to exploring that. It's just very interesting. I just couldn't imagine having a mother and daughter. I would feel weird. I don't know if I'd be turned on.
When I'm with a girl, I'm like dirty talking. I'm like a instrument player, an athlete. You know what I mean? So like, I just kind of see what works and just kind of go with it.
Right.
You know?
That's how you got yourself here with a cabbage.
That's where I was going. And now I'm just talking to a dude probably.
in a different state.
Yeah.
Just trying to get some money.
She sent me photos. She was hot as fuck.
Really? Oh, I did see it. Yeah. You know what we should do? We should get a furry on here.
A furry? Dude, that'd be a good idea.
And just be like, what is going on? How do we...
Like, what's crazy is I am a furry. You want to know about it?
My face just said, I was like, holy fuck. Oh, the dogs almost got stolen.
Really?
Yeah. So,
for a reward?
Huh?
For a reward?
No. So I was doing... Oh, I did a men's fitness cover shoot, right? So I'm doing that shoot and I brought the dogs with me. And my best friend Jacob was with me as well. You know Jakey. And I was like, oh, do you want to walk the dogs? Because like they're just fucking around. And then you look bored. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go get a smoothie.
Yep.
He's walking up the road. This Cadillac pulls up beside him. The guy was like, how much is that dog at Bruce? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And it was two gentlemen in this car. And he's like, no, tell me how much that dog is. And he's like, I don't know. It's not mine. And then he's like, okay, well, I want the dog. And Jacob's like, well, you can't have him. And then he's like, no, give me the dog right now. And they went to get out of his car. And Jakey's like, unless you've got a gun on you, I'm not giving this dog up and you're going to have to kill me to get it. Some shit like that. I was like,
damn, that's a badass.
Well, he could have been lying through his fucking teeth. You know, Jakey could have been lying to just like make himself sound cooler. But
yeah,
it's a sick story. But it's terrifying because people actually steal these dogs.
Yeah. Well, Lady Gaga's dog walker got shot.
Yeah.
For her dogs.
And they paid like half a million or some shit for him.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild. And I guess... because the dogs are expensive and they breed really well.
Did the person who stole the dog get the money?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
And not get caught?
Yeah.
There was like Bitcoin me half a mil and then I'll leave the dogs.
I think so.
I should get in that business.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So much money. Steal my dogs and then just...
I feel bad for Lady Gaga and the dog walker and the dogs. Getting
shot.
Pretty much everybody involved. But then I'm also like, that's pretty cool. They got half a mil. Pretty badass.
Someone got shot.
I know, dude. That's life.
It's life in the trenches of you.
Yeah, bro. Questions. Is it bad to break up with someone if they're bad in bed? Oh, that's a good question.
That's a great question. Is it bad to break up with someone if they're bad in bed?
Mm. If you don't like them that much and you've only been dating a little bit, then it's like not a big deal, right?
Yeah.
But if they're like, if you're in a relationship with them, if you've committed to that person, you probably shouldn't commit to that person before you know they're bad in bed, right?
Mm.
And then... be honest. Try different things. Maybe. Well,
or get their mother in there. To coach them.
Get their mother in there to do some pointers.
Oh, fuck. Now, I personally think that you can improve in bed. So I would first off try and talk to the person. Because, like, for me, sex is a big thing. Like, I love sex. I love sexual energy. It's a good time for everyone. And physical touches were great. But I think you need to help them to help you have a good time. And if they're still shit, fuck them off.
Yeah, exactly.
Get rid of them.
Just be honest. I'd say...
Yeah, yo, you
suck. I'd say your experience in bed's guaranteed to go up even if you're just openly communicating.
100%.
About it. If you're just comfortable enough to just talk about it, you're guaranteed you can only go up from there.
You have to like train each other like how to train your dragon, you know? Like dive in there and just... like, look, Sunday, we're going to sit down. We're going to strategize together. We're going to run the plays. We're going to figure this shit out. I don't want you sucking on my left flap. I want you to find the clit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's exactly. What we need.
Exactly. I don't want you crying while you fucking, while I peg you. It's like, we got to switch things up.
No tears. You got to be aggressive while you get that fucking strap on in your ass. Sorry. Fuck.
Would you rather marry Justin Bieber or Hailey Bieber?
Justin, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What a dumb question. Of course, Justin.
It's my guy.
Yeah, exactly. Do guys prefer girls to fake orgasms if they don't have one, or just be real about it if they don't? Oh, you better fucking fake it. You better fake it. Don't make me feel like a piece of shit.
Because I'm bugging you for 2 minutes.
Laying it down whack. You better fake it so I can tell my friends.
Yeah, that it gave her the best dick she's ever had.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, I feel like you have to coach people. You don't have to teach people. You know, we're out here giving whack dick. We're handing out whack dick on the corner of the street. We need you to help us be better for you. And we're only going to improve if you go, hey, like, your stroke game's shit. Well, don't say it like that, because if a girl said that to me, I'd probably cry. But I feel like you just have to be like, hey, slow it down, Tiger. You know, deep, slow, relax. Get in there. Get in me guts.
Yeah, exactly. Best toy to use in the bedroom. One of Harry's old pleasure toys.
Oh, yeah. My little rabbit. No, I think, have you used the Wii Vibe? They haven't sponsored us, but Wii Vibe is like this little clip that goes inside and hits a G-spot and goes on their clit. And you can control it on your phone, so you can, if you're like at a restaurant, you can like fucking fire it up and make them squirm. But it's sick because you can put it in, obviously, when you're having sex as a dude as well, you have to lube your dick up. But once you get it in there, it's a tight fit. But it feels great for everyone because it's stimulating their clit, their G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
Your cock's vibrating like a fucking beehive. It's going crazy in there. And when you come, it's like, my eye was twitching when I come when I had that in. I fully was like a dog. You know when you scratch a dog's belly? It was like, yeah. I was like that. And me and my ex would come at the same time. It would be like fireworks. It would be amazing. Bad, yeah. I personally think that's my favorite toy.
What's the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you?
I shit my pants one time.
I remember that.
What?
Oh, you shit your pants multiple times?
Yeah. Hold on, when did I shit my pants?
That night, the night we were going to go out to Delilah, I think.
You shit my pants?
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
When?
How? You sent me a voice memo. You're like, oh yeah, I was just chilling at home and I farted. I shit my pants.
I was joking. I would never. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
I've had a lot of them. My whole life's been an embarrassment, but I mean, just existence.
Just so embarrassing. Just
start to finish, really. Yeah,
just fucking
yeah.
Top tier embarrassing.
Where do I begin? Oh, holy fuck. What a fucked up question, dude. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Okay, one time,
yeah,
I was like 15 years old.
Yeah.
Me and my friends were drinking beers, just being fucking Canadian shitheads drinking beers by a skate park.
Yeah.
And then we were walking to another friend's house and I had to take a piss. And so there was an IHOP and I was like, oh, I got to take a piss. So I went to the side of this IHOP and I started pissing. And I didn't realize the window is like a two-way mirror window. So from the family's perspective inside, there's a family sitting at the booth, right? The whole family sitting at a booth. And this kid, drunk kid, walks up and pulls his dick out right in front of the whole family and just starts pissing all over the window. And I was like really getting into it too.
Whoa.
Just spraying the window.
Wow.
And the waitress runs out. She's like, what are you doing? That's a two-way mirror window.
Oh, no.
There's families in here.
And you've just got your cock out just pissing. Just, did you stop? Did you freak out when she ran out?
I stopped, yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Damn, it hurts stopping midstream as well.
It does.
She should have let you finish.
She should have.
Damn, that's possibly one of the most embarrassing things I've ever heard.
Yeah, and like the next day, I was like, what if like people from school were like eating dinner there? Yeah.
Damn, did it ever get back to you?
No, it never got back to me.
You get banned from a restaurant?
No. No, I've been to IHOP since. I pissed inside.
You did it in front of everyone so they could really see it.
Yeah, what's another embarrassing one?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that I've done. I got no idea. Like, again, like I just think I'm always, again, same as you, just always embarrassing. Oh, actually, this one time I thought I could surf because I had long hair when I was living in Byron Bay and I had, I bleached it when I was drunk, so I made it like white. And I was like, cool. Next day, I was like, this is going to make me look like a cool surfer guy. I'm going to go to the beach. go to the beach where everyone's surfing. Bro, I couldn't even get up on the board. I just kept falling off and fucking hitting myself. It was so embarrassing. I got so angry and I left. And then everyone, all the surfers just looking at me like, this dude sucks. He's an idiot. So that was...
Damn.
For me, thinking back now, that was possibly one of the most embarrassing things.
Did you see that video where I walked in front of the camera on BFFs and they all started yelling at me?
That was pretty embarrassing.
That was pretty embarrassing.
If you couldn't bathe in water, what would you bathe in?
Fucking lube.
Oh.
This episode is off the rails. Oh, what's your most awkward boner story?
I feel like I got one right now. I feel like I always get boners. Like at the worst, you know when you're a kid or yeah. When you're a teenager, you're just always bricked up?
Yep.
That's me all the time. Like I'm always bricked up.
Same.
Like no matter where I am. I think the worst part is like when you're in a car, right? And it's just the topic of conversation is just something that shouldn't be getting you hard, but you're just like bored and it's just hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had like a bad boner story.
I've had times like in class where the teacher like calls me to the front and I'm just sitting there with a boner and they're like, can you come to the front? I'm just like, nope. He's like, what?
Up.
I don't feel like it. She was like, what?
Come here and suck me up.
Dude, I'm feeling like in such a silly, goofy mood all day.
Bro, I've been great. Laughing this whole episode. I don't know if anyone's going to enjoy it because I'm just laughing.
We're
just giggling like kids. Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, fuck.
Sorry, Sebastian. That will cut out too.
Holy shit. All right. Well, fuck. I guess this is it.
Dude, this is going to be our most viewed episode of all time.
Of all time ever. Like ever. Again, whatever guests you want, comment down below, DM us, let us know. We would love to hear your feedback. Merch is on the way. Exciting things coming. New studio in the works. Everything's going to happen. If you did enjoy this episode, please leave 5 stars. Leave a comment. Give a thumbs up. Send it to a friend. We would appreciate you. I love you the most. And we'll see you next week.
Fuck yeah.
I just farted.